Hi, it's Abby again. I'm about to do my next boo with Lisa Scales. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
And where are you from?
I work for a business called Talent On View.
Right, okay. And we are here at the Connecting HR Unconference today, talking about social media in the workplace.
Yes.
So where do you fit in with all of that?
Okay, well, I work for Talent On View, which is a tech company, and our primary product is a product called TribePad, which is essentially a people platform. It is an online community.
Right.
And essentially, if I can describe it in layman's terms, it's a privatised Facebook
right.
for internal business. So essentially, if I can give you an example of the type of business that we work with, we work with an organisation that's got 4,000 employees globally, and they also have 156,000 customers
right.
On the platform. So there is a internal social network perspective from the 4,000 employees. So there's an employee engagement piece there.
Yeah.
There's also operational stuff that they can do on the platform.
I was going to ask, why wouldn't they use Facebook then?
Well, it's all about doing things on your own doorstep. And
yeah.
Essentially, the information that can come out at the back end of that is very important.
Mm.
But also, the business has recognised that actually there are some things that we don't want on Facebook and we want to discuss it internally. And, you know, dare I say it around... sorry.
So someone's just done a monkey behind Lisa while she was talking there. So sorry, slightly distracted.
And now giggling. sorry. And basically, it is about you know, the employees all being in one place now.
Yeah.
From the customer perspective, it's also allowing the customers to. Utilize that platform and self-serve and receive information and look at content within that community. So it's, you know, highly engaging and hugely beneficial for the business as well.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, and we've been in a couple of sessions already this morning.
We have,
talking about a variety of things. What
yes.
would you say is the biggest thing that's come out from this morning from what you've heard from others?
Okay, I suppose coming from sort of being a tech vendor, it's I have a slightly different perspective in the sense of, you know, how far along my knowledge is. And I think what we're finding from HR, there's still a lot of scepticism there from a business perspective and how a corporate business can actually utilise it, but while still looking at the bottom line.
Yeah, okay. So if there was one piece of advice that you would give, let's say, the sceptics that are here or who are listening in to here, what would you what would it be?
I've probably repeated myself over the morning, but... I think you've got to start with the strategy and what's your pain point, what you're trying to achieve.
Mm.
Don't do any of it until you've actually worked out your goal.
So it's all about why would you do it?
Why would you,
how's
it
going to support you?
It may might not be the right thing for your business, so you've just got to work it out.
Brilliant. All right then. Well, thanks a lot, Lisa.
Thank you.
And speak to you all later. Bye.